Welcome. I am Brett Witterbull. I am your host today on Charlotte at 6, in from Art Garrison. Thrilled to be here with you. 704-570-1110. We'll take phone calls during the hour if you'd like to check in. I want to welcome to the program somebody who's been working hard, chasing all the stories out there at Quail Hollow this afternoon, and was there yesterday as well. He's been keeping his finger on the pulse of all the stories that are developing as well in a number of other areas. He is Breaking Brett Jensen on Twitter at Brett underscore Jensen. Brett Jensen, good to have you here on Charlotte at 6. Brett Witterbull sitting in. Question for you right out of the box. And I was stunned, and I mean stunned, when I saw that reporting last night that you brought up with Mark, this idea of 7,000 missing CMS students during the lockdowns. I know you and I on my program have speculated what that number may have looked like, but to get that degree of confirmation, awfully disturbing.
Yeah, you know, that number came from County Manager Dina DiIorio that said CMS lost 7,000 kids. Well, so you need to know the backstory, and I know a lot of our listeners do, but, you know, the backstory is I asked 3 straight weeks, mm-hmm. and during the Ernest Winston press conference, how many kids have you lost? This was in February. How many kids have you lost? How many kids have you lost? And they refused to answer 3 straight weeks, literally three straight weeks. And I know Mark Garrison even sent them and asked them about that as well, and they refused to ask Mark Garrison one time. So it was literally 4 straight weeks we asked how many kids that they had lost, and they refused to answer. So now Dina DiIorio drops the bomb that they lost 7,000 kids, and then you see people from CMS yesterday trying to scramble and go, well, it's not really 7,000 because some may have done this, some may have gotten jobs, some may have done this. And I'm like sitting there thinking to myself, well, no. You don't get to change the narrative and try to have the numbers go in your favor when you literally refuse to answer 4 straight weeks on how many kids you had lost due to being remote. So now the CMS is trying to do a massive, you know, try to do a spin job and say, well, that's not, it's true, it really is 7,000, but it's not really 7,000. And I'm like, no, that's not how this works. Like, you had your chance, and then you got called out, and now you're trying to backpedal and come up with different numbers. And so that's what happened yesterday when Dina DiIorio just dropped that bomb.
Okay, and here's the problem. It could be 7,000, it could be 700, it could be 1,000. It's too many. It's too many. And the reality is, and this is a very sad reality, these are probably the most underperforming students in the district. So there isn't a priority on going and tracking them and figuring out where they are or what they're doing or if they're safe or any of that. It's heartbreaking on so many levels. And now we come to find out, obviously, that Metz County is threatening to withhold $56 million from CMS over low-performing schools. Dina DiIorio proposing a $56 million hold on some of the school funding until it gets an acceptable plan to improve the lowest-performing schools. Well, if they're missing 7,000 kids, they probably lost a lot of kids that were underperforming.
Well, and not only that, Brett, you're 100% right. And here's the other thing that you know, we know for a fact that CMS did release the data that the students with chronic absences, and that's missing more than 10% or at least 10% of the classroom time, I think the number was 84% or something like that, something ridiculously insanely high of minority kids, you know, Hispanic, African-Americans,
right.
And it was extremely high. But also at the same time, Dina DiIorio said yesterday, she goes, wait a minute. We overpaid CMS by $19 million last year because they had far less students than they were expecting. And then somebody said, well, wait a minute, where did that $19 million go? And she's like, I don't know. You're going to have to ask CMS that. And everyone started laughing, going, yeah, the day we get an answer from CMS about anything like that, you know, is the day that you-know-where freezes over.
It's also worth noting that Ernest Winston, who is the superintendent, has been extended through 2025. That was a decision that was made by the school board. The new contract approved in an 8-1 vote included a 3% raise for Winston, bringing his salary from $280 to $288 for a year. We're missing 7,000 kids. We're underperforming. We're extending the contract. I mean, at some point, where does the buck stop inside CMS? Where do parents and students get some accountability for where their tax dollars are going?
Well, you know, and that's a great question. You know, and that's the thing. You know, there are a couple other things going on, and you know, one of them is The what happened when Dina announced this yesterday, CMS eventually came out with a rebuttal going, basically, well, we're really disappointed that the Dina DiIorio and the county is going to withhold this money because it really hurts the teachers and it really hurts the students. In a time like this, why would you take money away from the students? And Dina was asked about that early on. And Dina said, whoa, 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 this has nothing to do with students or teachers. They will not suffer. They are still getting all their stuff.
Right.
They're getting all their funding. This is going for Ernest Winston and his $300,000 a year salary that's in jeopardy and all the hierarchy in the school offices that are in jeopardy. This, that's who's in jeopardy, not the students. No funding will be taken away from the students. No funding will be taken away from the teachers, even though CMS is trying to make you believe that's what's going to happen.
We also understand that, you know, there's going to be a nice little windfall of federal recovery funds that are going to be coming in here, once we get into mid-May. You know, that's coming out from the federal recovery funds, right? So the feds allocated $215 million to the county and $149 million to the city. That's worth noting because that's an additional bit of resources that are going to be coming online here for, you know, whatever they want to use it on.
Well, you know what's funny? You're 100% right. And so here's the thing. Here's the other thing, Brad. I was literally just given this while you and I are talking, and I just got confirmation of this, that Monday at 11 o'clock, black pastors in Charlotte are going to be at the government center to show their support for the Board of Commissioners taking away this money for CMS.
Wow. That's huge.
This is just now. You're the first to hear it. It's just now being broadcasted. This is the first breaking of that.
Well, look.
Monday at 11 o'clock.
Look, I mean, in terms of the narrative, this is intimately connected, Brett, to the notions of equity, that people are supposed to get the education that is available to everybody. And we know, look at the high schools. We know, look at the middle schools and the primary schools. There are disparities based on zip code and address and neighborhood. And we also know that parents increasingly have a choice. They've got money coming in now from stimulus money, from unemployment money, things like that. And oh, by the way, there happen to be some very fine religious schools here in town, parochial Catholic schools, what have you, who are more than willing to take these students off the hands of the CMS system because they're obviously not getting the education that they would hope they would have. These pastors are obviously concerned. And you've got wait lists and a policy coming out of the Archdiocese here that says nobody's getting turned away. If they want an education, we're going to accommodate and figure out how to get them an education. That's a huge bit of competition.
Oh, that is absolutely huge. And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, the big part also is this. Like, yesterday afternoon, an African-American reporter asked Dina, look, you know, don't you think, you know, again, about the disparity between black kids and white kids, and
right,
because all the test scores are, like, really low for the African-American kids and the minority kids who are Hispanic and whatever. And he questioned on whether or not to withhold funds. And she said, well, wait a minute. White kids are learning, so are you saying that poor kids can't learn? Is that what you're trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter immediately started backstroking because she said, look, and the other thing that she said is we expect transparency. We expect performance, execution, and transparency.
That's right.
And, you know, and that was like, look, a lot of people don't like a lot of things that Dina does, especially when it came to COVID and restaurants or whatever. But the one thing about Dina, and you saw that of what happened during Tent City, she's not afraid to go after other government officials like she did the city manager and the mayor about Tent City. And Right. Now she's doing it with CMS when she thinks that they're underperforming or not living up to their end of the bargain.
Yeah, it's a huge point. Brett Jensen, terrific reporting, great information that we're getting out here to the audience.